I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I want to start this morning with a passage from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. This letter is read at Sunday Eucharists every year at Easter. And I want us, as I read, to reflect on it now, since it is the earliest written account of the resurrection that we possess. The earliest. Paul writes, "For I handed unto you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, that he was seen by Peter and then by the 12 apostles. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still living, though some have died now. Then he was seen by James, and later by all the apostles. Last of all, I saw him too, long after the others, as though I had been born at the wrong time." St. Paul wrote those words to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians 15, 3-8. We must remember that St. Paul wrote this sometime around the year 54, which was before any of the other Gospels were written. When St. Paul says, "I handed unto you what I also received," Paul is telling us this, that it has been the tradition of the church from the very beginning. It has been the tradition of the church from the very beginning. Notice Paul refers to some appearances that the Gospels do not mention. And the Gospels mention some that Paul does not. And all this week at Mass, and today, as well as next Sunday, we will be hearing about the appearances of Jesus after his resurrection. Since the apostles were going to be witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus, they had to have seen him alive. They could not witness to what they had not seen. Fortified by the strength of the Holy Spirit, they were willing to die for what they proclaimed was true. And my dear friends, all of this is the foundation of our faith. All of this is the foundation of our faith. Today's gospel is appropriately timed for this Sunday in that Jesus appeared on Easter Sunday to the apostles, and then he appeared again on the following Sunday. But there is one man who missed out on some of this great event. His name was Thomas. Thomas, he missed out on his first appearance. And Thomas, being the person he was very hard to convince. Thomas was a doubter. Thomas would not believe anyone. The women, those women who saw Jesus Easter morning, the two disciples who saw Jesus Easter Sunday afternoon, and the 10 other apostles who saw. So a week later, 1 week later, Jesus gave Thomas all the proof that he needed. What was the proof? He saw in his hands the prints of the nail. This is the one place in the Gospels, my friends, that tells us Jesus was nailed to the cross. Jesus was nailed. He was not just tied to the cross, as sometimes happened. During those days, they used to sometimes to punish, tie you to the cross. But it was different. Jesus was nailed to the cross, not just tied to the cross. And Thomas's act of faith, what was his act of faith? My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God went beyond what Thomas could see with his eyes or touch with his hands. His eyes and his hands gave him proof that Jesus was risen from the dead. Thomas, however, could not see that Jesus was God. It was a pure act of faith. It was a pure act of faith for Thomas to declare, my Lord and my God. Faith, my brothers and sisters, faith is our assent to what we cannot see or touch. Faith is our assent to what we cannot see or touch. Sometimes we feel God's presence and sometimes we can't. Don't we hear friends saying, I can't just experience God. Something is going on in my life. I feel so distant from God. But my friends, it is through faith that we will always know God is with us and we are one with his Son through grace and the Holy Spirit. Especially, we take it on faith that when Jesus Christ said, this is my body, and this is the chalice of my blood, the risen Christ is really present to us. Even if we cannot see him as the disciples were privileged to do. My friends, it is more important to believe in Jesus than to see him. For a lot of people who saw Jesus in his lifetime, but they did not believe. They did not believe. And after the resurrection, only those who believed in him saw him. So, in our relations with God, we can't live by this popular motto we hear all the day, seeing is believing. We cannot live by it. The motto that we have to live by when it comes to our relationship with God is believing will lead to seeing. Believing will lead us to see. Our believing will bring us to see him for all eternity. So, as Jesus always does, he spoke the truth when he said these words, "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet they believe." Very recently, I heard a story about a man who lost his wife, to whom he was married for 70 years and whom this man loved deeply, very deeply. His children were trying to console him, telling their father that their mother, his wife, was in a better place, which they were sure she was, because she was a very devout Christian. They were telling him she was with her parents and her relatives and friends whom she loved. They told him that she was with Jesus. But somehow, one of the sons had something else to say. One of the sons, though, told his dad, "When you are dead, that is the end of you. Daddy, when you are dead, that is the end of you. There is nothing afterwards." When I read this story, I was horrified by this son's lack of sensitivity toward his father, trying to deprive his father of any comfort his father might have had through faith in the afterlife. Furthermore, I thought, how would this son know for sure? How would he know for sure that there is nothing after death? How? Because no one knows for sure except someone who has been there. No one. And my friends, only Jesus comes from the other side to tell us what is there. The boy who said death is the end of the story, the boy who said death is only saying what he chooses to believe. That is what his faith tells him. That is what his belief is. That death is the end of it all. But as I always preach at funeral services, death is not the end. Life is not about birth, living, and death, but it is about life, death, and resurrection. Life, death, and resurrection. I dare say I could support my faith a lot better than that young boy could support his. Modern psychology has done a lot of study on near-death experiences, and this study has shown that there is a lot to look forward to on the other side when our life in this world has come to an end. Most of all, my friends, our Christian faith tells us there is life eternal with Jesus and with each other in God. The resurrection of Jesus is the preview of what God has planned for all of us who believe in Jesus. Amen.